Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the telephone lines. There's a line. Robert of West Allis, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. We're about 15 days out from the primary. Interacting with people yesterday, it was clear to me that some of them didn't know the date of the primary, that it was Tuesday, August 9th, and several of the people weren't aware of all the candidates. So I would just encourage everyone in this audience, you know, take an hour and watch the debate on YouTube. You can just search for 2022 Democratic Senate debate for Wisconsin, and it'll come right up. It's about 58 minutes. The sound quality is not terrific, but at least it'll give you a feel for the candidates, how they feel about the different issues. You know, and maybe spend an hour, you know, going across their website, looking at some of the material that's on there. You know, discuss it with your spouse, significant other, and make a plan to get out and vote. We know how important it is to change the Senate because everything's blocked right now. And we know if people vote in the primary, there's a much higher likelihood that they're going to turn out and vote in November. So I just really encourage everyone to do that. You know, this election is so critical, and I know we say that a lot, but a lot of the agenda is stalled right now until we can get one or two more Senate seats because of Sinema and Manchin blocking everything. So thank you.
That's excellent advice. And everybody listen to that. August 9, vote. It'll get your tasters out for voting in November. And if it makes you feel any better, if we can beat Ron Johnson in the state, J.D. Vance in Ohio has disappeared since May. He's not been on TV. And Tim Ryan, our Democrat, is making significant gains. And now it looks as if he could upset J.D. Vance. In Pennsylvania, Fetterman, our guy, is running against Oz, Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz. And Mehmet Oz is very unpopular in Pennsylvania. You know, he served in the Turkish military and votes in Turkish elections. He is Turkish. He lives in New Jersey, and he's using his in-law's house as an address in Pennsylvania. I think Fetterman's going to win. And in Texas, this is governor, but O'Rourke is starting to close on Abbott. People are getting very tired after the Uvalde shooting and January 6th commission hearings. So you put all that together, it's exciting. We're on the move. And not only that, the recent polls show us closing the gap with Republicans in the generic poll. Back in February, if they asked generically, are you going to vote for the Democrat or Republicans for Congress? The Republicans were ahead of us by 9 points. Now they're ahead of us by 1 point. So we're on the move. Vote. Get out there and vote. And if you don't know where, find out. Get out there and vote. Next in line, Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Randy. What's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. When you're talking about how Trump's insults, and very, very childish ones, could come back to bite him, I can't help thinking about John McCain and how he got himself out of his hospital bed, his actual death bed, to cast the vote that killed Trump's so-called health plan. And revenge is not a real noble emotion or cause, but that was a magnificent moment. And like I said, John McCain had been made to suffer through so many insults from him that I was just thrilled to see him get that revenge.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Randy. And I'll tell you something. We don't do that kind of thing. We don't exchange middle school type insults. And probably that's right. But, you know, occasionally somebody has to stand up to a bully. And like with Putin, all this rattling about having, he has nuclear weapons, that country would be a cinder in 10 minutes if we decided to make it a cinder in 10 minutes. Okay, so maybe you don't say that, but that has to be gotten across. With Trump, one of the greatest lines I ever heard, you know, we had Al Franken got knocked out of the Senate by people, and especially by Kirsten Gillibrand in New York, but she had some other fellow travelers in the Senate knocking him out too, because he allegedly, there's a photo of him, I think it was on Saturday Night Live, where he pretended to cup his hands in the air, he didn't touch her, over a woman's breasts. And yeah, it was crude. It was also Saturday Night Live in the green room. If you've ever been in a green room of a play or a show, there's a lot of that kind of horsing around going on. But they insisted he be thrown out and a woman replacing him. Well, a woman was replacing him, and you don't know who she is, and she never does anything. So, but here's the deal. We needed Al Franken's wit in there, because do you remember when Trump kept calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas? And she's, oh, you know, and then they got into whether she had any Indian blood in her and all that. The what Franken said, he said, is very simple. What she should have said is, look, I don't call you Poca porn star, so don't call me Pocahontas. See, we never call him Poca porn star. We never talk about Stormy Daniels or any of this kind of stuff. And that's because we're a party of decency and all that. But having said that, when you get a middle school bully like that, at some point, you have to bring out your guns, and you don't use Biden for it, and you don't use Pelosi for it. And McConnell is afraid to, because McConnell is worried about his own base. But he's called a sleazebag and a broken-down old crow, and Pelosi said, you know, looking for your husband and all that. I mean, at some point, this guy has to be slapped back. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And, you know, but excellent, excellent comments, Randy. Appreciate your calling in. One quick thing, by the way, I wanted to put in here. This is unbelievable. There's a representative named Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls. She is the chair of the committee that supervises elections. And she has now joined this Tim Ramthan, this election denier, this super Trumpite, saying, let's overturn the 2020 election. Now, she is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. If you've ever seen her and if you ever listened to her talk, she is simply not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But that said, we have a new person on the line. That said, I'll tell you what, it's influential when somebody like that says, okay, we should overturn the election. Somebody should say to her, why don't you want to overturn the 2016 election that Trump won? You want to overturn Tim Ramthan's? Hey, Janelle, do you want to overturn your own election? Do you want to overturn your own election? And they never say they want to overturn their own election. They always say they want to overturn somebody else's election. So just be aware that she said that. Going back to the lines, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
This may seem like a kind of rambling statement, but I think it comes back to the fact that within your hours on your show, you often have a thread that comes through, and it seems like a thread that's come through today is really about lawlessness. And in a previous segment, you were talking about a county sheriff out of Kansas who believes and is acting on the impression that he is the final say-so on law, and that his powers are not only equal to the president but exceed that of the president. A county sheriff is saying this. But then, as you said, this county sheriff belongs to a group who espouse this, and you said something like 10% of the county sheriffs within this country belong to this group that has this as part of their manifesto. It's scarier than all get out. And when I think about this lawlessness, and I think sometimes when you hear these stories, it seems like, oh, for heaven's sakes, our Senator Ron Johnson is chasing down a member of Vice President Pence's staff on January 6th, day of, and trying to present illegal slate of electors, not only from Wisconsin, but from the state of Michigan. I mean, it's incredulous. You can't believe it. But it is happening, this kind of lawlessness. And the Supreme Court case that you are speaking of, where that may be coming up soon, that has to do with North Carolina and an effort to have basically the state legislatures be the final say-so on who goes to the Electoral College, never mind your vote. And I think when you speak of this lawlessness, it is so tied up to what people's ordinary lives are like, because if your vote doesn't matter, you can't vote people in or out. If illegal electors are deciding things, if county sheriffs say that they have more power than a president, if your state legislature is deciding your vote, not you. You are powerless at that point, and you can't decide what is going to be happening to the EPA and how that may affect what your neighborhood looks like and what kind of pollution that you have, or that Social Security is abolished, as the Republicans want to do. And there you are. You've paid into a system, and now what? And I guess I'd appreciate some thoughts from you, Matt, because this seems like a thread that you're talking about today of individual cases of lawlessness, but they come back to the vote and they come back to what the vote represents, which is your say so on what your life is going to be like. I don't know, Matt. I would like to hear your thoughts on that. Thanks a lot. I'll listen out there.
So that's a brilliant recap, and I'll get in what I can before I'm yanked from the show. But I'll tell you, you hit the nail on the head. And this North Carolina case coming down in October will not only let the legislatures pick who the president is, but if a state Supreme Court says that's a violation of the state constitution, the Supreme Court will say they can't do that. They're interfering even with that. If you vote Republican, you're giving up your right to vote. You have to understand that. And after you give up your right to vote, you're going to give up Medicare and Medicaid and a lot of other things. Unfortunately, we're coming out of time. We're going to pick up a lot on this tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you for the excellent calls. I'm signing off for now.